Zogt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Kelim, Perek Chaf, Mishnah, Aleph. Hakarim v'hakisasais. Karim are pillows. A pillow, as you know, explains about Tenura. It has like a shell, and you fill it up with something. Obviously not with racks, because you want to be comfortable. You fill it up with wool, feathers. You put it under your head. V'hakisasais, kisasais are mattresses. See the lashon of the Bat Tenura, similar to pillows, except that they're longer and bigger, and a person lays on it. V'asakin are sacks. V'hamar tzufin. Zakt Bat Tenura, these are large sacks made out of hide. You put merchandise in it, and this is how you pack them on the ships. These are the containers that they use in those days. They were also used to sit on, or to lie on. On a hard container, it's not so comfortable, but on these soft sacks, that's how it was on the boats. A person told me this once. If you can afford a regular cabin, you got a mattress. If not, they gave you sacks to lay on. Lamaisa shenifcha, so they became damaged. They opened up. So it's not going to work to keep things inside because it won't stay inside. But, Hari Elu Tamei Midras, they still can become Tamei Tumas Midras. The Bat Tenura explains, because unlike the chest that we said beforehand, the agav, it's a chest, somebody may sit on it. No, these were lechatchila made, that they're used as sacks to keep things inside and also to sit on or to lay on. And because you can still sit on it or lay on it, therefore it's Tamei Midras. Vaitras Dr. Helga Mishnah HaKlustar. This is a kind of a basket that they would hang on the neck of a behemoth so the behemoth can eat from it. If it has a shear of arbas kabin, a four kabin. So besides the fact that it's a keli that you keep the food inside, it's made out of hide, incidentally. I remember one of my rebbeim, we learned this Mishnah, he said, that's a behemoth. You hang the basket from its neck, and as he's walking on the street, he eats. He meant to tell us, if you don't want to be a behemoth, you shouldn't eat that way. Okay. But Al-Klapanim, it has the shear of four carbon. V'chein ha-turmel. We learned about turmel earlier. It's the shepherd's pouch. If that has a shear of chameshes carbon, you could put five carbon inside. He also hangs it, by the way, on his neck. It's not for food, but he keeps the things that he needs over there. Ha-krisis. Krisis is a small sack, also made out of hide. Saw, if it's larger saw. What are these shearim for? Why does the cluster have to be four carbon, the turmel five carbon, the creases? We'll soon see. Hachemis, we had this earlier as well. It's like a leather canteen. It was used to hold water. Shel shivas carbon, if it can hold seven carbon. Okay, so can you please tell me what these shiurim are for? You'll soon see. Rabbi Huda says, Afarivtzal. This is a smaller kind of liquid holding pouch. They used to keep psamim inside. Via mizvada. So it's interesting. Today, people use the word mizvada for a suitcase. But the Mishnah says it's a keli that they put in seida l'derech. So the rivtzal and the mizvada kolshen, even if they're very small. What do all these things have in common? So finally, Zakta Mishnah, Hari Elu Tmein Midras. There would be Tamei Midras. When you have these shiurim by these kelim, and it means these shiurim are larger, even though the main purpose of these kelim is to keep things inside, but they're also used to sleep on or to sit on. They were like automatic sleeping bags. But if they don't have these shiurim, then they're not used to sit on. Although they're still in the Tama B'maga, like any kliar. They're a kelim, you put things inside. V'kulam shenifchasu, at the point that they opened up, and you can no longer keep things inside to hide them. They are tahar, and we're referring to everything here. The cluster, the basket that you hang on the neck of the behemoth so the behemoth can eat from it, even though it's four kavan and larger. The turmel, the shepherd's pouch, even though it's five kavan or larger. The krisis, the small pouch, small leather pouch. The leather canteen, that's seven kavan. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the small pouch they put psalmim in. Or the pouch they used to put in Seyda Laderech called the Mizvada, regardless of what the shear is. Once you can no longer put things inside, V'kulam shenivchasu, Tehoidim, not only are they Tohar, because you can't put anything inside, it's no longer a Keli, it's also Tohar al Tumas Midras, even though while sitting on it or laying on it, you can still do that. And the reason is, as we learned in the previous perig, if the main purpose, and that is to put things inside, becomes batal, But la tefila, the side purpose where it's also used to sit on or to lay on, also has no chashivas, and therefore it's not something that could be mekabel tumas midras. Of course, the Mefarshim explained this is according to the sheet of the Chachamim that we learned earlier. In Perik Yotes Mishnah Tes, they hold, once the main purpose of the keli is batal, the side purpose becomes batal as well. But according to Reb Meir, we learned earlier, Reb Meir holds, if you can use the secondary purpose with the keli, even though the main purpose is no longer available, it's still right to become tummy. So according to Reb Meir, if you're still sitting or sleeping on it, even though you can't put things inside, it would be roi for Tumas Midras.